This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You no doubt know that a little while back, the tank that's not a tank that was in front of the old American Legion building for a long time has been moved and is going to get to its new location later this week. The American Legion building became a Cedar Creek event hall, so the tank is more or less the property of the city, and it's getting a new spot. But before that happened, it got a nice cleanup job, among other things. And the folks, among others, at Midstate Manufacturing made that happen. And Sean Pittman with Midstate is joining me to talk about all that and what's happened with it. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First question, and again, I know it's not a tank, but I'm probably going to slip up and call it a tank. But do you recall what they said it specifically was?
It's actually an amphibious troop transporter.
Amphibious troop transporter. Well, I'm going to call it a tank, probably by mistake at some point, so I apologize. But first of all, tell me what led you to be involved in kind of this whole process of getting the vehicle from point A to point B. It really kind of needed some work done and maybe some cleaning up, as I said. Is that right?
That's correct. I'd got a phone call from Wayne Allen asking me if I knew of somebody that could move it and out to Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, give me some time, let me do some checking. And I went and did a site visit to look at the tank and see what needed to be done. And I came back and told him, I said, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
And this thing started out just moving it and getting it out there. And then down the road, more things were going to be done to it, more cleanup and paint. And I made the suggestion to him that let us take it, we'll sandblast it and paint it.
Maybe that work should be done first before it gets to its new home.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So that's what we did. And then that way we could do it right. The one thing I wanted that tank sitting out there, I wanted it something that everybody can be proud of.
Yeah.
Because what nobody realizes is that tank saw action. And that tank took soldiers into battle that never got to come home.
Right.
And, you know, when I did my site visit, that came real – it was very surreal to me, standing inside of that thing, looking around, thinking about the soldiers that ran out of the back of this to never see their families again. So we got it back to the shop. We sandblasted it. I called all of my suppliers that were involved in this thing. And as soon as I told them what we were doing for the veterans, they all stepped right up to the plate and donated the blast materials, the paint, everything we needed to do the job.
That's great.
And even the concrete work, and the concrete was donated by suppliers that we use.
And we should say that the vehicle is going to be in the area of the Veterans Memorial at Lincoln Park, correct?
That's correct. It's okay. Going to be sitting to the east of it, pointed uphill.
Okay.
It actually is a very nice setting. It looks like it's sitting there protecting the memorial.
That's great. In terms of maybe I kind of want to talk a little bit, as we have time here, step by step as to what you did and what happened here. Was it difficult to get the vehicle moved from the old Legion? I was kind of surprised to see that grass was was up in that area. Was it easy to move? How did you go about that part of it?
It was easy for us to move.
Okay.
We have big equipment that can handle moving big pieces like that, and we're used to doing big work like that.
I was going to say, I should probably back up here for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is the kind of thing that Midstate Manufacturing does, most of this work, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we work on big projects, and, you know, to pick up a 40,000-pound piece of equipment and move it is no big deal for us.
Okay.
We had the crane to do it. A friend of ours, Russell Larson, came in and he helped us. We've got a new crane operator we're training, so he was training him on what to do and how to handle things. So
uh-huh.
It was a good little project.
I was going to say, kind of a nerve-wracking sort of training material there for your new guy.
Yeah, it was. But he's real good.
Good.
And he stepped up to the challenge, and, you know, when those guys are doing projects like that, the thing you try and get them to understand is just slow down and take your time and think your way through it.
Slow and steady wins the race, as the fable likes to say, correct?
That's correct.
So you get the vehicle moved, you get it moved to your shop, and you said that before you moved it, you kind of did a site visit and you were walking around looking inside of the vehicle. Did you have an idea from that point as to how labor intensive, I guess, this project may be, and how labor intensive was it, I guess?
When we did the site visit, we knew that it was going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Several layers of paint on that thing that needed to come off, and I wanted to do it right. So when it got out there and it was sitting in its new home, paint didn't start peeling in a couple of years.
Oh, sure.
So it's pretty rough. You know, it was built, I think, in 1942. So it's been around a long time, and it's showing its age.
Does when you work on projects like that, is that a concern, like how weather worn a vehicle is and how it might end up being? You kind of mentioned you were concerned about maybe having paint come off of it later on, so you kind of have to think about that at the beginning, don't you?
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of planning goes into a project like that,
mm-hmm.
and with the work we do, you know, we do to a lot of specifications. So your prep work is everything. As long as you're prepared and you go through it and you do everything the way it should be done, you don't normally have any problems. This one was a little out of the ordinary because it's an old piece of equipment. It's been sitting in the weather all of its life. It's got a lot of rust in it. So you want to clean it up, but you don't want to clean it up so good that, you've got big gaping holes.
I was going to say, you're going to almost do too good of a job and it falls apart on you, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I imagine from that standpoint, how bad of a shape was the vehicle in, or was it in good shape, all things considered?
You know, considering its age, it's not in that bad a shape.
Okay.
If it was to be restored, it would be a parts machine. But for what it's going to do, it's a good reminder of what our soldiers have sacrificed themselves for over the years so we can live the lives that we live today.
Right. So tell me what the vehicle looks like now that it's at, how shall I say, perhaps its original splendor?
Pretty much. Our paint supplier, they supplied us with a military spec paint that they blend for one of their other customers. So it is that military olive drab green.
Okay.
When we were sandblasting it, one of the layers, when we took it off, had the original stenciling.
Wow.
Underneath there. So we re-stenciled it just like it was.
That's great.
Back when it was in the service. And then when I did some research on the internet, most of those troop transporters you saw had a big star painted on the side of them. So we went ahead and added that just to try and make it look as authentic as possible.
Okay. So I imagine it looks pretty darn good then right now.
Considering what we started with, yes, I think our guys did a really good job, and I think people will be proud of it.
Moving day is Friday. It's going to be moved in place Friday morning, correct?
That's correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're going to leave trying it first thing in the morning Friday.
Seven-ish, correct?
Seven-ish around there. We've got everything lined up. The city of Galesburg is going to provide us with a police escort just for purely from a safety standpoint.
Sure.
We got a big crane, a big load going up Henderson Street. The last thing we want is anybody to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll pull it in. The concrete's been there for several weeks. Hopefully we pick it up and get her set in its new home, and it will be uneventful.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But if you're out early in the 7 o'clock hour on Friday morning traveling down Henderson, you may want to be a little bit patient as this vehicle gets moved, I imagine. So
Yes. So
I know you're in Mid-State are responsible for a lot of the work that's been done, but I know you guys didn't do it alone, as you said. You had suppliers and things like, and other people doing other work too, right?
Yeah, we had a gentleman by the name of Russell Larson. He come out. He's been helping with the rigging when we loaded it. Mark Trulson and Trulson Concrete was the concrete contractor that provided their time. LCI Concrete, which is a new concrete plant here in town, they donated the concrete. Canfield and Joseph is one of our suppliers that donated the blast media for sandblasting it. And then Diamond Vogel Paints is the company that donated the paints. And, you know, what made me really proud is when I would call these suppliers, and as soon as I would tell them that this was for the veterans, that no question, we're in. Let us know what you need. And there was no hesitation whatsoever.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate them giving of their time and their resources for this. I don't want to be the guy that speaks on behalf of the community, but I know a lot of people in the community are very appreciative of the work that you all at Mid-State Manufacturing have done for this.
Thank you. And you know, the one last thing I'd like to say, too, is the employees at Mid-State that have been involved in this. When you see people get involved in a project like that and the pride that you see come from those people and they're proud to be involved in it, it humbles you is what it does.
Absolutely. I'm running behind, but I wanted to ask you, we were talking off the air, business is pretty good these days. You've been hiring like crazy and things are going great out there.
Yes. Yeah, business has been good. It's been good to us. We just hope this trend continues. The radio station's been good to us with our recruiting ads, and we hope that keeps up, and we've been fortunate in finding good employees.
That's great, and we're glad to be able to help you with that. And once again, we're glad all this work you've done for the community. We're very happy to tell people about that and happy you did it.
Well, thank you.
Sean Pittman with Mid-State Manufacturing, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We'll check sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.